Blog Talk Radio. Evangelist Faye, and today is Wednesday, the 20th of January, 2021, and this is a great day. We have a new president and a new first vice president. Amen, amen, and this is a joyous day. Hallelujah, praise God. Before I get into my topic, I want to pray for those that are in the hospital battling with COVID, and we pray for a speedy recovery for Elder Ronnie. He's in West Virginia, and I pray for all those that are battling COVID. I pray for the sick and shut in, and I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. My topic, Prison of Paranoia. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get right to it. And coming from Genesis 42, chapter 42, verse 4, you can read it in your King James Version, but I'm reading it from the Amplified Version. But Benjamin, Joseph's full brother, Jacob, did not sin with his brothers, for he said, lest perhaps some harm or injury should befall him. And as you continue to read in the chapter, you'll see what was unfolded. But I'm going to go ahead and do my topic. Amen. Amen. Dad, which was Jacob, was scared to send his youngest to Egypt with the older brother. Benjamin was the baby of the family and loved by all. And after the supposed death of his favorite son, Joseph, Jacob, he was too paranoid. Something might happen to Benjamin as well. He knew his aging heart just couldn't handle the loss of his beloved Rachel's second son, so he kept being home safe with him. Too often, we live our lives like this, afraid that bad events would happen. That mindset keeps us from branching out and trying new things. It makes us second guess our plans or cancel them altogether. It breeds distrust in relationships, prompting us to obsess over all that could go wrong. Fear traps us and robs us of joy and peace. While it's wise to be aware, it's foolish to let worry take control, because it will always point to horrible outcomes and ending. It will point to the worst case scenario. And if you choose to live here, your life will be wasted on the what ifs. Give your fears to God and ask him to replace them with faith. Amen. And say this little prayer. When you are paranoid or you're facing something that you don't trust, say, Lord, Lord, living in a place of fear is a dead end street and one road I don't want to travel. Will you give me the courage and confidence to trust you and help me be brave? In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Again, I am Evangelist Faith. This is my word of encouragement for today. God bless you. And until Friday, I will have another message for you. Amen. Amen.